The Alabama Liz Cheney, Chamber of Commerce lobbyist Mull Senate bid against Trump-backed Mo Brooks. By John Binder on May 29, 2021. The leader of the United States Chamber of Commerce's Alabama lobbying affiliate is reportedly considering jumping in the state's U.S. Senate race against Representative Mo Brooks, RL, who has been endorsed by former President Trump. Katie Boyd Britt, the president and CEO of the Chamber's Business Council of Alabama, is all but assured jump into the race in June, according to sources who spoke to CNN. Britt, pictured, also served as Senator Richard Shelby's, RL, chief of staff. Britt's entering the race, the CNN report indicates, would be to boost the agenda of the Chamber of Commerce, which has consistently advocated for mass immigration and amnesty for illegal aliens to benefit corporate interests. Donald Trump Jr. called Britt the Alabama Liz Cheney in a post online. Most recently, the Chamber of Commerce has entered into a coalition with former President George W. Bush, the Koch-funded Americans for Prosperity, the Business Roundtable, the Bloomberg-funded New American Economy, and other corporate interests to lobbying lawmakers to pass a massive amnesty for illegal aliens and a huge increase in legal immigration levels. Data show that increased immigration spurs U.S. economic growth and productivity, those that give back to their communities and contribute to our nation's economy, including undocumented immigrants who already live in the U.S., should have an opportunity to earn legal status or citizenship, a letter signed by the Chamber of Commerce and others wrote to Congress. On the other hand, Brooks has been a career-long proponent of reducing overall immigration levels to boost U.S. wages for Americans and a fierce critic of illegal immigration. Brooks has taken the position even as he has faced backlash from the big business lobby. In March, Brooks called out the Chamber of Commerce for putting profit margins over the interests of America's working and middle class. If you don't have an artificial influence on the labor markets, if you don't artificially inflate the labor supply, then if you want that work done, you have to pay workers more to attract them to the work that you want done. There is no job in America that Americans won't do. There are jobs that Americans won't do at the paltry wages that some employers want to pay. And the employers will be put in a position where they either have to pay the wages that are necessary to attract the workforce they need that is necessary for their businesses to operate, or they go out of business. Emphasis added. But that's the way it is supposed to be in a free enterprise economy where the market forces allocate resources to what's profitable and denies it to what is not profitable. So, you're spot on with your economic analysis. And that's a very, very big point for the public to understand. And unfortunately, the Chamber of Commerce is just running over us right now and is doing great damage to struggling low-income American families, but also impeding the success, the economic success of our middle-class families. Emphasis added. Annually, more than 1.2 million legal immigrants are awarded green cards, and another 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to take U.S. jobs. In addition, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are added to the U.S. population every year, flooding the U.S. labor market with more foreign competition, whom working and middle-class Americans must compete against, is a boon to the corporate interests, Wall Street investors, and big tech as they seek to slash wages and widen profit margins. Already, former U.S. Ambassador to Slovenia Linda Blanchard is in the race against Brooks. Trump won Alabama in the 2020 presidential election by 62%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.